Okay, here we are, June 16th, Father's Day, and we're in Moses chapter 9, verse 6, and Michael's going to lead our discussion.
All right. Yeah, we left off in verse 5 last week talking about Abraham paying tithes to Melchizedek, and all the kings of the earth got to sit by and watch that happen, but they didn't get to participate in the sacrament. So in verse 6, I'll just start it and then we'll just kind of go left to right on my screen here. I'll just call on each of you. Verse 6 says, "And so, being approved of God, he was ordained a high priest according to the order of the covenant, which God made with Enoch, which was according to the order of the Son of God, whose existence does not come from the earthly man, nor from the will of man, neither by father nor mother, nor by the beginning of days, nor by the end of years, but of God, whose Son purposed in himself before the foundation of the world to gather together all things, both things in the heavens and on earth, which were being extended to the children of men by the appeal of his own voice through his prophets according to his will, to all who believe and yet will believe on his name." The thing that stood out to me in this verse is when we talk about the priesthood that was neither by father nor mother, nor beginning of days nor end of years, as I understand it, there's different appendages within the Melchizedek priesthood. The highest priesthood comes directly from God himself. The lineal priesthood or patriarchal priesthood is handed down from father to son. And so in this verse, he's saying this is not the patriarchal priesthood that's handed down, like what Mauricio received from Joseph Friedrich Smith. That lineal priesthood was kept hidden in Joseph Smith's line down to Joseph Friedrich Smith, who then passed it on to Mauricio. This, however, is the higher priesthood that was given directly from God.
It's interesting, however, that the end of the verse it says, through his prophets, according to his will, which would not be directly from God.
Well, and right before that, which were being extended to the children of men by the appeal of his own voice through his prophets according to his will. It reminds me of in the record of the ancient Namenha people, they would, when they reached the age of accountability, the young man or the young woman would go on a vision quest and they would approach the peacemaker upon the way. And he would give them his commission. He would commission them. And then from there, they would take that to their Peli, which was their high priest, and say, "I have received the commission of the peacemaker." And then the Peli would perform the ordination, if you will. So I wonder if maybe that's kind of what it's saying here. They would first hear the voice of the Lord. He would call them to his priesthood, but then they would go in the physical and receive that ordination from the high priest.
That could be, although the way the wording is, it almost seems to imply that his voice comes through the prophet instead of directly.
Yeah, it could be either way.
Which nullifies it, the original concept of it, that priesthood coming only from the voice of God. Which, I don't know that I'm suggesting that. It's just that. It seems to.
May I?
We
Okay.
have
Do you have a
Baki
comment?
join us. Hi,
Oh, welcome,
Baki.
Aki. Bento, did you have a comment on that?
Yes, I would like to make an highlight of the first words of the six when says, "And so, being approved of God, he was ordained a high priest according to the order of the covenant, which God made with Enoch." So this is the need someone had before God to receive something so great and special from God that is being ordained. First, he received that approval of God. And if we go through the blessings over Joseph of the Egypt, we will find another connection to understand that the seed of Joseph received this approval of God. And the Book of Mormon explains that in the future, the Lord will rise up. I made this interesting. Will rise up to the heavens, in my understanding, one from his seed.
Do you have some music or something playing in the background, Bento?
No, I have to. Okay, I'm sorry. So we have this situation that we are going through a great... It's okay. We are finding ourselves in the great history, in a timetable, in a chronology, that we have this opportunity of knowing things from the past, shown by God, as this verse we are reading. And we have to connection with other things from the past. So in the calling of Brother Mauricio, we only see a man. But if we are aware of the blessings and the promises and the prophecies of the past, we have to understand that it is not only a regular man, but it is one that was approved by God. It is what the verse starts to say. And it is amazing because this helps us in a lot to build up our faith in this second invitation. And for we to have the special, how special this is, it is that was ordained a high priest according to the order of the covenant which God made with Enoch. What it was needed now, because the redemption of Zion already started with this second invitation, with the calling of Brother Mauricio. In this order, to prepare this order among the children of men, starting from us. This is so great that we have to expand our understanding from beyond the boundaries we are customized to live through. I'm sorry, I extended too much.
Oh, thank you for your comment.
But have more there, have a lot more. Because here we can find, I'm sorry, but of God, whose son proposed in himself before the foundation of the world to gather together all things, both things in the heavens and on earth, which were being extended to the children of men by the appeal of his own voice. It is for this cause that the Lord revealed we will have a greeting at the beginning of every class, because it is by the grace of God, the Son of God, who's proposed in himself before the foundation of the world together all things, both things in the heavens and on earth. And that will happen when Jesus will come to Zion for that people that is prepared by obeying his commandments, as says in Doctrine and Covenant 93, do you know? So it is too much. And when the city of Enoch will descend to gather together the things from heaven as the things from earth. Sorry.
Very good. No, thank you. I love how you tie that all together. There's so much here that we could go and expand upon.
Bob has a few comments.
Comment if I could.
Yeah, brother Bob, go ahead.
I was curious, do you think Apostle Paul read the writings of Moses? Because the what Brother Bento just mentioned about gathering all things is almost a literal quote from Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10.
Oh, great. What
It's just
says?
the only tie I can come up with is that they're both from the same source, from the beginning. The gospel was preached, and so
We can enjoy also a reference from the apostle, seems that it's Apostle Peter in Acts of Trinifites, sorry, in the Acts of the Apostles in the New Testament, the chapter 3, 19 to 20, because Jesus Christ cannot descend until all things may be restored. But in English, seems that the word is used is not restore. Maybe if you have, or if it is opportune to go.
what verse was that, Bento, in the Acts of the Three Nephites?
From, no, sorry, is Acts of the Apostles in the New Testament,
Oh.
chapter 3. Please, I have to pick up my Bible too.
Verse 19 and 20.
Yes. This is a great prophecy because the commandment is repent ye until come the time of resting. I don't know if it is the correct word.
Refreshing.
Refreshment in the presence of the Lord. So in my understanding, if someone have the great desire of knowing if God forgiven his sins, there will be the place because no one will be at that door. Only Jesus Christ. And it is in the presence of Jesus Christ that we will be admitted in Zion at the end. And there we will know perfectly. If through all our entire life we have to receive the merit of being forgiven and entering in the presence of the Lord.
Very
I'm
good.
sorry. This
Thank
is
you.
amazing. I'm
No,
sorry.
it's all good.
Seems that it have to be with the reference of Brother Cacklin. I don't know.
Yeah, Brother Cackler's reference was in Ephesians chapter 1, verse 10. Is that right?
9 and 10. 9 sets up the verse and 10 makes the statement.
Okay. Yeah, no, that's, you make a good point. Did Paul have the writings of sealed Moses? Maybe he did. Maybe, or maybe they were both drawing upon the same source and it's written elsewhere. I don't know.
I
But
think that the brass plates were the original source, and they went with Nephi, with Lehi and his family, but there were records that had been copied, or some portions of them have been kept. That's where we get our Old Testament from, is what they had left over. And I like the record that was found sealed in the temple back there in the days of which king was it?
Josiah.
Josiah. Yeah, that's and the theories about where the Bible came from has this documentary theory about how it was all compiled then and final about 600 BC. Well, the reason is because they lost the brass plates, and so then they had to put it all together. And so, yeah, I think they pieced together a lot of stuff from what they had, but they lost the original.
Yeah.
Seems that we have to remember that the apostles in Jerusalem, they all were ministrated by Jesus Christ. So the Mormon plates is a kind on behalf of Jesus Christ. And so the teachings in the sealed plates, the apostles for sure knew from the mouth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Maybe with a higher extended understanding, because as we knew in Doctrine and Covenants 93, the Lord said, I am the truth. I am the spirit of truth. So I am who knows all things from the beginning to the end. I am who knows the end from the beginning. It is correct words. So what is interesting is that Paul was not among the apostles, because he was picked up by Jesus Christ in that vision, in the Damascus way. But for sure, he was minister, because he said that he had the marks of the priesthood in his own body too. So, and that is the situation of a seer committed by heavens directly, as Brother Joseph Smith and as Brother Mauricio Berger. With Brother Mauricio Berger, now we know what that represents. And also Moses. For that reason, the devil was trying to trade the body of Moses with God. So I have a lot of things on this. So the main conclusion we may go through, it is that we are in the presence of a direct ministration from heaven's point. And we will receive a few here and a few there point, as it says in the same verse, because the verse says at certain point, through his prophets, according to his will, only to all who believe and yet will believe in his name. That is a kind of an answer to the first question, Brother Russell put here. Why the Lord will give bad things? Lord, do not give bad things. We are in a bad condition. We are in the valley of death. So we already are stuffed with this. And the sword is over all humankind if do not repent. So we, if one cannot find a way of believing in Jesus Christ, we cannot be saved. Point. This point is a good mark, a good remark, point. Because usually people fall in the understanding, oh, I am a good person. The Lord knows all things. When the Lord will come, he will be merciful with me. And okay, I made a few wrong deeds, but the Lord will have mercy on me and so on. And people is excusing themselves from the clarividence of living by the higher truth. We cannot be saved without Jesus Christ. We cannot be saved without the prophets, as the verse says, through his prophets, according to his will, not according with the will of the prophet, not according with the will of us. And this is a good beginning to the understanding of the importance of the revelations we have received nowadays, as we have the revelation Joseph Smith received before. So it is all of these have to be with Jesus Christ, nothing more.
Thank you.
To extend too much.
Can I add something to that?
Yeah.
Because as Jesus Christ is our example, And we also have to apply the scripture to ourselves. What did Jesus, was his goal to...
We can't hardly hear you, Bakia.
Oh, can you hear me like this? Is it better? Oh, wait, I can... is this...
When you put the microphone up to your mouth, we could hear you better.
Oh, and now?
And yes, now okay. It's good too.
Yeah. Okay, good. Well, his goal was with proposing himself. His goal was together all things. Oh yeah, like I said in the beginning, Jesus Christ is our example, and we have to apply the scriptures to ourselves. So together all things should also be our goal. And also, what stood out for me was, through his prophets, according to his will. So, God calls who he wants to call as a prophet. But we also read in the scriptures about prophecy, the spirit of prophecy, and it has to do with your testimony of Jesus, as I understand from Revelations chapter 19, verse 10. It says, worship God, for it is the spirit of prophecy who bears testimony to Jesus. So with all this information, yes, we have a great example in Christ, and Mauricio is the prophet of the church, but we also are in a way kind of prophets in our own surroundings, you know, because we need the Holy Ghost to maybe sometimes talk to someone on the streets if you have a feeling like, okay, this is important person to talk to. I don't know why, but I just talk to him, you know. And so, yeah, we also have a very high responsibility to gather all things, like it says here. Those were my thoughts on this.
Thank you. Also. No, very good. Belki, would you mind reading verse 7, the next verse?
Yeah, for sure. Thanks.
Thank you.
For God swore to Enoch and his descendants with an oath unto himself that all who are ordained according to his command and call would have the power by faith to divide the seas, to dry the waters, to divert the course of the rivers, and to move mountains from their place. In defying so many natural elements as the armies of nations, to divide the earth, to break all ties of the enemy, and to stand in the presence of God, simply by doing all things according to his will, according to his commandments, and even to subdue against principalities and powers, if so the will of the Son of God that existed before the foundation of the world. Therefore, in the days of Enoch, this priesthood was called by his name as being the priesthood of Enoch. Well, this is interesting. I was just thinking about the article of faith. Was it not added later? Like we believe to be to kings and presidents. Does anyone know the article of faith? I don't know the number, but
we believe in being subject to kings, presidents, rulers, magistrates, and obeying, honoring, and sustaining the law.
That's it, Russell. Thank you so much for your knowledge. And but it says here, even to subdue against principalities and powers. What's subdue?
Overcome.
This is another thing.
Yeah, in Ephesians chapter 6, verse 12, it talks about principalities and powers. Let me just read that. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities and against powers and against the rulers of the darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness and high places.
The rulers of this world, but the powers of the enemy.
So how does that correlate with the article of faith Russell just so beautifully cited?
I think it says that we live under their jurisdiction, even if they're wrong, rather than trying to just fight with them. But we build faith and go forth with still being under subjection in their political rules.
But how does it correlate to even to subdue against principalities and powers?
Well, I think that what we're talking about is we work within the system to change the system. I don't know. I could be wrong.
Were you now excommunicated or not?
No, I just withdrew.
You withdrew. Okay, you're not a member anymore of the LDS Church, for instance.
Right. Yes.
Yeah, because a lot of people are like that. Like, okay, I know what's going on with the LDS Church, but I want to stay a member so I can change things from the inside. This is what you also hear a lot from the people.
I withdrew so that there would not be an excommunication, because I think it would be negative on the people doing it. They would be judged by having negatively. Okay. So I didn't want them to be judged. So
that will happen by the powers and principalities that are ruling behind the leaders of the church. So this is different from politicals, but for a citizen, we have to obey the law. And in other place, the law said, if someone keeps the law of God, does not have the need of keeping the law of man, because it is enough to obey to the Lord that is above all. But that does not correspond to the idea of someone do not respect the law of men. So have order in all things. And also many rulers, they are chosen by God. And okay, I have a lot to say on that, but I have not enough references. But would be good to understand what says in the seventh verse. Because have here a covenant with a swore, with for God swore to Enoch and his descendants with an oath and to himself. So here is a covenant. And through this covenant will happen this. They would have power by faith.
Right.
And it is the description below in what represents this kind of power by faith. That is beyond the articles of faith. Because is the covenant where God give power to divide the seas, to dry the waters, to divert the courses of rivers, and to move the mountains for their place, in defying so many natural elements as the army of nations. It is amazing. So this is another covenant that we may ever recall, remembering when the prophet experience or gave us the experience of being in a class of the school of the prophets, saying, now we will start to the beginning of knowing the names of God. So we are so far from what we can receive, only because we are dealing with faith and with doubts, but we cannot do the both things at the same time. We only have to guide ourselves by faith. And if we have doubts, we may convert that in questions, and we may go to search for the answers by ourselves.
Yeah, good point. Brother Bob, did you have your hand up?
Oh, yes. I just wanted to say, as far as being subject to kings and rulers and so on, the nation of Israel made a critical decision that's affected history since, and that was in the days of Eli, the high priest, and Samuel, who was raised in the temple, became a judge of Israel. The people rejected that system, they wanted a king. And the Lord said that they did not reject you, Samuel, they rejected me, God, as being their ruler. And so that changed the history. And so we're still trying to get back to the system where God is king.
Thank you. Yeah, and a verse of scripture came to my mind, Balkia, when you asked that question, how do we reconcile that with that article of faith? This is found in Doctrine and Covenants, section 98, verses 4 through 7. This is the Lord speaking, and he says, "And now verily I say unto you concerning the laws of the land, it is my will that my people should observe to do all things whatsoever I command them. And that law of the land, which is constitutional, supporting that principle of freedom in maintaining rights and privileges, belongs to all mankind and is justifiable before me. Therefore, I, the Lord, justify you and your brethren of my church in befriending that law, which is the constitutional law of the land. And as pertaining to the law of man, whatsoever is more or less than this cometh of evil." So the Lord is speaking to the saints of the first invitation, saying, I would that my people obey my law, but that law, which is constitutional, you know, the Lord caused that the Constitution would be written by, he rose up men to write that Constitution, that is justifiable before him. But anything more or less than that cometh of evil. So in order to be subject to rulers, kings, you know, the powers that be, we need to obey the voice of the Lord directly. And all of the laws of the land that are in harmony with that, yes, we obey those laws. Those that are not in harmony with the law of the Lord, well, as his people, we will obey the Lord. That's how I read it anyway. Do any other comments on that, or should we move on to verse 8?
What a great reference.
Thank you.
Very good.
Bento, you're next on my list. Would you mind reading verse 8?
Yes, for sure. Thank you. So, and the man who had this faith before the foundation of the world were ordained by this holy calling in the order of God, in the likeness of Melchizedek, was also high priest of the same order as Enoch before him. But as Melchizedek was greater than Enoch in the likeness of the only begotten of the Father, having been called and prepared from the foundation of the world, according to the will of God, who called and ordained him first by the foreknowledge, and then according to his great faith, for the purpose of teaching the commandments of God to the children of men, was that the priesthood of the Son of God in relation to the great high priest, which was Melchizedek. And out of respect of reverence to the name of the Supreme Being, and so that man not abuse the gifts derived from the feelings that come from the name of God, came to be called according to the order of Melchizedek.
Very good. Yeah, and we have the reference down below, section 107, verse 4, that essentially says the same thing, that out of reverence for the supreme, for the name of God, and to avoid repetition, it was called after after Melchizedek.
But in this, maybe we can understand now that have more to know about the feelings that derives from the name of God, because we do not know yet the name of God.
Thank you. Any other comments on this verse? I don't know if we want to read Alma chapter 10, verse 7. We could get that reference as well. I don't have it here. First person to get it, just read it.
Yes, and again. And again, my brethren, I would cite your minds towards to the time when the Lord gave these commandments unto his children. And I would that ye should remember that the Lord God ordained priests after his only order, holy order, which was after the order of his Son, to teach these things unto the people. And those priests were ordained after the order of his Son, in a manner that thereby the people might know in what manner to look forward to his Son for redemption. And this is the manner after which they were ordained, being called and prepared from the foundation of the world according to the foreknowledge of God, on account of their exceeding faith and good works, in the first place being left to choose good or evil. Therefore they, having chosen good and exercising exceedingly great faith, are called with a holy calling, yea, with that holy calling which was prepared with and according to a preparatory redemption for such. And thus they have been called to do this holy calling on account of their faith, while others would reject the Spirit of God on account of the hardness of their hearts and blindness of their minds, while, if it had not been for this, they might have had a great privilege as their brethren. Or, in fine, in the first place, they were on the same standing with their brethren. Thus, this holy calling being prepared from the foundation of the world for such as would not harden their hearts, being in and through the atonement of the only begotten Son, who was prepared, and thus being called by this holy calling and ordained unto the high priesthood of the holy order of God, to teach his commandments unto the children of men, that they also might enter into his rest. This high priesthood being after the order of his Son, which order was from the foundation of the world, or in other words, being without beginning of days or end of years, being prepared from eternity to all eternity, according to his foreknowledge of all things. And I believe verse 14 also?
Yes.
Yea, humble yourselves even as the people in the days of Melchizedek, who was also a high priest after this same order which I have spoken, who also took upon him the high priesthood forever. It's interesting that it says the reason to do it all is to teach the commandments unto the children of men. This is also our calling, I think. Don't you think?
Yeah. Well, and I caught the reference there. Without, what did it say? Without beginning of days or end of years? That's essentially what we read in the previous verse, you know, that had no beginning and have no end. It's not the lineal. This is the priesthood that comes directly from God. Russell, did you have a comment?
No, we probably could end after this verse.
Wow, the time has kind of flown today. I didn't realize we were so close.
Yeah.
If I can.
Yeah, Bento, do you have a comment?
Yes, I would like, because from the reading of Sister Valky, a word popped up in my mind. That was the word redeem or redeemer. And this is explained in the sealed book of Moses 3:9, when the Lord says to return to the glory we had before in the, there at the beginning. restoring the communication with God. And also that made in me the connection with the revelation from March 2020, because the Lord presented himself presented the sealed book as a testimony that he is our Redeemer. So, and that makes sense because through the sealed book, the redemption, the promised redemption of Zion starts. That is in Doctrine and Covenants 112 to 13. The Lord said, "Oh, I will be in your companion, but Zion will be redeemed later after being punished." So, and it is amazing the words the Lord used, and these words connect all things together and lets us have a wide picture of the ministration of God through eras, through generations, from Enoch, from Melchizedek, and now the first invitation, and now the second invitation. If we are about to close, if I can share the very words of Jesus Christ in this, in the Revelation of March, I will. Can I?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah. "Behold, I am Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of the Father. Therefore, take heed of these words of mine, which I reveal to you through my chosen servant, whom I have called and appointed in these last days to reveal to you the words of the sealed record of the plates of Mormon as a testimony to the world that Jesus Christ is your Redeemer." It is amazing.
That's beautiful. Yeah, thank you, Bento.
Okay, and the reference? Thank you too.
It's a revelation from March, the verse 1, the first half of the of this that verse.
Okay. All right, I'm going to Michael, are you done? Should we stop the recording?
Yeah, well, we made it through three verses today, but there's a lot there, and we'll continue on next week starting in verse 9.
Okay. Thank you very much.